The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, Chapter Number 1, Text Number 17, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on October 10th, 2011, in Riga, Latvia.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Sa Nirgata Kaurava Punya Labdha Gajja Avayat Tirthapada Padani Anvakramat Punya Chakirshaya Urvyam Adishtita Yani Sahasra Murti Sanirgata Kaurava Punya Labdho
Sanirgata Kaurava Punya Labdho
Gajahya Vyatirta Padapadani Anvakramat Punya Chakirsha Yorvyan Adishtato Yani Sahasra Murti Sanirgata Kaurava Punya Labdho Gajahya Vyatirta Padapadani Anvakramat Punya Jakirsha Yorvyan Adishtato Yani Sahasra Murti. Sa. He, Vidura.
Om Vidura.
Nirgata. After having quit.
Uja.
Kaurava. The Kuru dynasty.
Rod Kaurava.
Punya,
piety,
labdha, so achieved, gajahyavyat, avayat, from Hastinapur, tirthapada, of the Supreme Lord, Padhani pilgrimages and Vakramat took shelter Punya piety Chikirshaya desiring so Orvyam of high grade Adishtita situated Yani all those Sahasra thousands Murti forms Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. By his piety, Vidura achieved the advantages of the pious Kauravas. After leaving Hastinapur, he took shelter of many places of pilgrimages which are the Lord's lotus feet. With a desire to gain a high order of pious life, he traveled to holy places where thousands of transcendental forms of the Lord are situated. Purport. Vidura was undoubtedly a highly elevated and pious soul. Otherwise, he would not have taken his birth in the Kaurava family. To have high parentage, to possess wealth, to be highly learned, and to have great personal beauty are all due to past pious acts. But such pious possessions are not sufficient for obtaining the grace of the Lord and being engaged in his transcendental loving service. Vidura considered himself less pious, and therefore he decided to travel to all the great places of pilgrimage in the world in order to achieve greater piety and advance nearer to the Lord. At that time, Lord Krishna was personally present in the world, and Vidura could have at once approached him directly, but he did not do so because he was not sufficiently freed from sin. One cannot be 100% devoted to the Lord unless and until he is completely free from all effects of sin. Vidura was conscious that by the association of the diplomatic Dhritarashtra and Duryodhana, he had lost his piety and was therefore not fit to associate at once with the Lord. In Bhagavad Gita 7:28, this is confirmed in the following verse: Yesham tontakata bhapam jananam punya karmanam tedvandamohanirmukta bhujante mang dhridhavata. Persons who were sinful asuras like Kamsa and Jarasandha cannot think of Lord Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Absolute Truth. Only those who are pure devotees, who follow the regulative principles of religious life as prescribed in the scriptures, are able to engage themselves in karma yoga and then jnana yoga and thereafter, by pure meditation, can understand pure consciousness. When God consciousness is developed, one can take advantage of the association of pure devotees. Syan mahat sevya vipra punya tirta nishevanat. One is able to associate with the Lord even during the existence of this life. Places of pilgrimage are meant for eradicating the sins of the pilgrims, and they are distributed all over the universe, just to give facility to all concerned for attaining pure existence and God realization. One should not be satisfied, however, merely by visiting the places of pilgrimage and performing one's prescribed duties. He should be eager to meet the great souls who are already there, engaged in the service of the Lord. In each and every place of pilgrimage, the Lord is present in his various transcendental forms. These forms are called archamurtis, or forms of a Lord which can be easily appreciated by the common man. The Lord is transcendental to our mundane senses. He cannot be seen with our present eyes, nor can he be heard with our present ears. To the degree that we have entered into the service of the Lord, or to the proportion to which our lives are freed from sin, we can perceive the Lord. But even though we are not free from sins, the Lord is kind enough to allow us the facility of seeing him in his archamurtis in the temple. The Lord is all-powerful, and therefore he is able to accept our service by presentation of his archa form. No one, therefore, should foolishly think that the archa in the temple to be an idol. Such archamurti is not an idol, but the Lord himself. And to the proportion to which one is free from sins, he is able to know the significance of the archamurti. The guidance of a pure devotee is therefore always required. In the land of Bharatvarsha, there are many hundreds and thousands of places of pilgrimage distributed all over the country. And by traditional practice, the common man visits such holy places during all seasons of the year. Some of the archa representations of the Lord situated in different places of pilgrimage are mentioned herewith. The Lord is present at Mathura, the birthplace of Lord Krishna, as Adi Keshava. The Lord is present at Puri, Orissa, as Lord Jagannath, also known as Purushottama. He is present at Allahabad Prayag as Bindu Madhava. At Mandara Hill, he is present as Madhusudana. In the Anandaranya, he is known as Vasudev, Padmanabha, and Janardhan. At Vishnu Kamsi, he is known as Vishnu. At Mayapur, he is known as Hari. There are millions and billions of such archa-forms of a Lord distributed all over the universe. All these archa-murtis are summarized in the Chaitanya Charitamrita in the following words. Sarvatra prakasha tandra bhakte sukadite jagatera adharma nashi dharma stapite. The Lord has so distributed himself all over the universe just to give pleasure to the devotees, to give the common man facility to eradicate his sins and to establish religious principles in the world. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatapara Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavam Shcha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raganitam Vidam Dam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitam Shcha. So there are many interesting points in this verse in purport. One point is Vidura is completely pure devotee. He's the incarnation of Yamaraj, who's one of the 12 great Mahajanas. But he's thinking, I am impure. That I need to purify myself. So this is a very good example. He is one of the Mahajanas, but he is thinking, I am impure, I have to purify myself. So if the Mahajana is thinking like that, that I am impure and I must purify myself, what should be our attitude? The point is, if I have any idea that I'm pure and I don't need to be purified, then that's completely bogus. I must always think I'm impure and I require to become purified. That's a very important point. Another really, really interesting point is this. That God cannot be seen and God cannot be heard. But here's what's really exciting. To the extent that one becomes pure, or in other words, to the extent that one becomes free from sin, you can see God and you can hear God. It's not like black and white, it's a gradual progression. It's like we've many times given the example of the sunrise. It's not that you have pitch black midnight, all of a sudden this high noon fully light. If you go to watch the sunrise somewhere out in the woods, you'll see it. I know we used to camp out when I was in the Boy Scouts. And it'd be completely pitch black. There was no city lights. It'd be totally pitch black. And then at a certain point, it starts to get a little light. The sun isn't visible yet, but it becomes a little lighter, and then a little lighter, and a little lighter, and a little lighter. And then finally, that you see that little yellow ball peeking up over the eastern horizon, little sliver of it, little coming up over the eastern horizon. So seeing God is compared to seeing the sun.
увидеть Господа, это сравнивает с тем, как мы видим солнце.
Even before you're seeing the sun, you're getting the light from the sun.
Даже до того, как вы видите само солнце, вы видите сначала свет солнца.
So even before we're seeing Krishna directly,
и до того, как мы видим Кришну,
we are getting light from Krishna. We are seeing things. You see.
Мы получаем свет от Кришны.
So this is great encouragement for us to become more and more free of our sinful consciousness.
И это нас вдохновляет становиться все больше и больше очищаться от нашего греховного сознания.
It's a great encouragement for us to become more and more purified.
Это большое вдохновение, чтобы получать, чтобы очищаться все больше и больше.
So what is that system for becoming purified?
И какова же эта система, чтобы очищаться?
The basic system is one chants at least 16 rounds every day of Japa Mala, Hare Krishna Japa Mala.
Основная система, что человек повторяет как минимум 16 кругов Japa Mala.
And he avoids illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, and gambling.
И он избегает мясоедения, одурманивающих средств, незаконных сексуальных отношений и азартных игр.
That tunes your consciousness to the spiritual platform. Those things.
И это подстраивает ваше сознание к уровню, по духовному уровню.
But now that you're tuned to the spiritual platform, then you have to go one more step.
Но когда вы построились, ваше сознание построилось к духовному уровню, вы должны сделать следующий шаг.
That's called the fine-tuning.
Это значит точная настройка.
I remember I saw one very high-fidelity radio tuner.
Я помню, я видел на радиоприемник очень такого высокого класса.
They had two knobs. It had the tuning knob and the fine tuning knob.
И там есть два блока. Да. Ну как по-русски? Кнопки, да, две кнопки. Одной кнопкой настраивается на волну, а второй кнопкой точная настройка.
The tuning knob gets you on the station.
И вот эта первая кнопка помогает вам вообще найти радиостанции.
But for the audio files, there is the fine tuning knob.
Но для тех, которые очень такие, очень привязаны к качеству аудио.
Those who want to get the most perfect, you know, nuances of all the sound vibrations with their high fidelity equipment. They want to get the, they want to use the fine tuning knob.
Там, значит, кнопка точной настройки для тех, которые хотят испытать самые мельчайшие нюансы, которые может дать это устройство высокого качества.
So that person who is actually serious about Krishna consciousness.
И тот человек, который серьезно относится к сознанию Кришны.
He's like the audiophile who wants to get all the, you know, the bass, the treble, all, everything just perfectly set up to get the best possible sound out of the sound system.
Вот он такой, как этот аудиолюбитель, который хочет, чтобы все частоты, низкие, высокие, средние, все было настроено самым лучшим образом.
So the devotee, the serious devotee, he wants to fine-tune his consciousness.
И серьезный, истинный, преданный, он хочет, чтобы четко настроить свое сознание.
He's not interested simply in being in the mode of goodness. He wants to achieve Shuddha-sattva.
Он, его не интересует просто быть в гуне благости. Его интересует подняться на уровень Шуддха-саттвы.
So he does everything possible to purify his consciousness.
И поэтому он делает все, что возможно, чтобы очистить свое сознание.
Just like Vidura here, he's doing everything possible. He's going to this place, to that, so many darshans he's going to get purified.
Как в данном примере Vidura, он, чтобы очиститься, он идет с одного места в другое, чтобы получить как можно больше даршанов.
Another point is that Krishna is so kind.
И еще один аспект, что Кришна так добр.
Even though at the present moment we're so contaminated, we cannot see God.
Несмотря на то, что мы в данный момент настолько
He appears in a form that is visible by us.
И что мы настолько осквернены, он, и что он для нас невидим.
the deity form, Acharmurti.
Он становится для нас видим в форме божества Арчамурти.
This is his great, great kindness.
Это великая доброта, его доброта.
So one, the more one can take the darshan,
и чем больше даршанов человек получает,
and the more one can serve the Archamurti form of the Lord,
и чем больше человек может служить вот этой форме Господа Арчамурти,
the more one becomes advanced in Krishna consciousness.
Тем больше человек продвигается в сознании Кришны.
Actually, there's no difference between Krishna himself and the Archamurti.
На самом деле нет разницы между Кришной и Арчамурти.
Sometimes devotees think, "Oh, there's a difference."
Иногда преданные думают, что есть разница.
But that's not true.
Но это неправда.
If you think there's a difference, then you're an illusion.
Если вы думаете, что там есть разница, то вы в иллюзии.
There's one pastime in this connection.
В этой связи есть одна игра.
During the time of Lord Chaitanya, there was one devotee, Goridas Pandit.
Во время Господа Чайтани был один преданный, Goridas Pandit.
And he was so fortunate that Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya came to take lunch at his home, if you can imagine.
И он был настолько удачлив, что Господь Чайтани, Господь Нитьянанда пришли на обед к нему в дом.
He also had deities of Gornitai in his home as well.
Там у него дома были божества Горнитай.
So, when Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda were getting up to leave after taking their lunch,
и когда Господь Чайтани, Господь Нитьянанда уже собирались уходить после обеда,
he could not bear the pain of this impending separation from the Lords.
Он не мог вытерпеть ту боль, что вот придется в этой разлуке, которая предстоит ему.
So he said, "My dear Lords, please kindly stay here. Do not leave. Please leave. Please do not stay.
Сказал,
leave. You stay here."
Мои дорогие господа, пожалуйста, не уходите, оставайтесь здесь.
So Lord Chaitanya said, "What do you mean? Can't you see we're staying here in the altar?"
И Господь Чайтанья сказал, почему так говоришь, что ты не видишь, что мы уже на алтаре стоим?
He said, "But those are deities. I want you to stay here."
И он сказал, но это всего лишь божества, я хочу, чтобы вы остались.
So Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda said, "Okay." They walked up on the altar and they froze, and the deities came to life and they walked off the altar.
И Господь Чайтанья и Господь Нитьянанда сказали, хорошо. И они взошли на алтарь, замерли, а божества оживились, сошли с алтаря и ушли.
And now the deities are leaving the house, you see.
Таким образом, теперь божества ушли.
But he's saying, "My dear Lord, I cannot tolerate your separation. Please do not leave."
Если говорить, Господь, пожалуйста, не уходи, я не могу вытерпеть разлуку с тобой.
But don't you see, we're on the altar, we're not leaving.
Но разве вы не, ты не видишь, мы на алтаре, мы никуда не ушли.
He said, "But those are deities, I want you to stay."
Но это же божества, я хочу, чтобы вы остались.
He said, "Okay." They went up back on the altar. They froze again, became the deities again. And Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nanda, they came again to became moving, and they came off the altar. They are leaving the house.
И это опять повторилось, что те божества, которые оживились и собирались уходить, опять зашли на алтарь, замерли, а божества, которые стояли на алтаре, оживились и
And this way, back and forth, they were switching back and forth.
Таким образом они менялись туда-сюда.
And Goridas Pandit completely lost track of which were the original deities standing on the altar and which ones came to lunch.
И Goridas Pandit полностью потерял вообще понимание, кто пришел на обед и кто стоял на алтаре.
So, do you want to have a mystical experience?
Если вы хотите мистический опыт.
Do you want to see God?
Вы хотите видеть Господа?
Come to the temple. Here he is.
Приходите в храм. Вот он.
Don't think otherwise.
И не думайте иначе.
Now he is appearing. Shishi Gornitai ki jai. This is God himself.
Это сам Господь.
I was standing beside Srila Prabhupada in Atlanta in 1975.
В 1975 году я стоял рядом с Шрилой Прабхупадой в Атланте.
He was seated in the Vyasa Sam. He was seated on the Vyasasan. And I was standing just on his right side. And Prabhupada was looking at the deities of Garnitai there in the temple. And he said, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda have appeared in Atlanta. And I knew that he could see directly Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda standing there. When I looked down there, I saw two deities standing there. When Prabhupada looked down there, he saw Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda standing there. So we have to purify our consciousness. And then when we come to the temple, we will see how this is actually the Lord Himself. We will see by walking into this temple room, now I'm in Mayapur. Of course, Radha-Damana are now off, but we'd see Radha-Damana, we feel, now I'm in Vrindavan. So in this way, we have to develop this transcendental vision. And the key is the mood of service. The more you can serve the deity, the more you will see the deity. So take every opportunity you can to serve these deities. To become qualified to do their puja. To donate money for their service.
Жертвуйте деньги, чтобы можно было проводить служение.
Just like this temple room has been completely redone, this was very nice service for Garnitai.
Как, например, эта алтарная комната полностью перестроена, это прекрасное служение Garnitai.
Another point, that interesting point that comes out of this verse is this.
И еще один аспект, который интересен.
Bhagavatam is saying the places of pilgrimage are the Lord's lotus feet. Now we know there are 9 different types of bhakti, Navavidha bhakti. So one of those is called Pada Sevanam, serving the lotus feet of the Lord.
И один называется падасеванам, служение лотосным стопам Господа.
So sometimes the devotee may wonder, well, how I can do падасеванам?
И иногда преданные могут думать, как я могу совершать падасеванам?
Here's the answer. You go on pilgrimage to the holy place.
И вот здесь дан ответ. Вы отправляетесь в паломничество по святым местам.
You go to Vrindavan. Not as a sightseer, but to go there as a pilgrim.
И вы отправляетесь в Вриндаван не так, чтобы посмотреть как турист, но как паломник.
You go to Mayapur, you see.
Отправляетесь в Майяпур.
In this way you're engaging in Padasevanam.
И таким образом вы совершаете Padasevanam.
So we have about 10 minutes left. Are there any questions?
У нас осталось примерно 10 минут. Какие вопросы?
Yes.
И вот как бы одному хочется ехать, а второй вроде бы творен служением божества, которое уже доступно, ну, близко, да? То есть как бы вот это вот стремление, оно должно все-таки присутствовать, ехать в эти паломнические места? Или, то есть как бы можно согласиться на то, что да, там у меня, значит, недостаточное видение, просто надо увидеть Майпур здесь.
If there are two family members, devotees, one has this vision that here in the altar room Майпур is here. Another one doesn't have such vision. And according to this verse, another one wants to go to pilgrimage to these places. Then what is solution? To accept, yes, I don't have that vision and I should develop my vision to see Mayapur here in the temple room, or still I should desire to visit these holy places?
Do both.
Делайте то и другое.
By going to Mayapur and experiencing Mayapur, you come back here and you realize Mayapur is here also.
Отправляясь в Майяпур и получая там опыт, вернувшись обратно, вы понимаете, что Майяпур здесь.
Prabhupada is very much encouraging the devotees to come to the Майяпур festival.
Прабхупада очень советовал преданным, чтобы они направлялись на фестиваль в Майяпур.
One sannyasi objected that Prabhupada is so expensive to go to Mayapur. It costs money to go to Mayapur. Prabhupada says, well, it costs money to eat also, so you will not eat. So in this way, Prabhupada defeated his argument that it costs money to go to Mayapur. So these places are very powerful. Mayapur and Vrindavan are very, very powerful places. We encourage all devotees that when you're fixed properly in following our principles, that you should go.
Всех своих преданных, когда они утвердились в следовании принципам.
If you're still addicted to sinful activities, it's better to wait.
Отправляться туда. Но если вы все еще привлечены греховными поступками, то лучше подождать.
Sometimes difficult.
Иногда это трудно.
Just like George Harrison, he was very addicted to smoking.
Как, например, Джордж Харрисон, он очень был привязан к курению.
But he was able to control it in Vrindavan.
Но он был способен контролировать это во Вриндаване.
But as soon as he got in the cab going back to Delhi, he immediately asked the devotees, he was joking, he says, any of you blokes have a smoke?
Но как они направлялись в Дели, так он в такси сразу, ну, он шутя говорил преданным так.
Because he was like, he was going crazy of the nicotine urge.
Он сходил с ума из вот желания.
But he controlled it.
Но он смог контролировать это.
So it was okay. So the point is, you have to strictly follow our principles if you're in Vrindavan and Mayapur.
Идея в том, что вы четко должны следовать нашим принципам, когда вы находитесь во Вриндаване и Майяпуре.
You don't want to go there and engage in sinful activities.
Вы не должны направляться туда и вовлекать в себя в греховные поступки.
When you go there, you should be very strict and go to the morning program.
Когда вы отправляетесь туда, вы должны четко приходить на утренние программы.
Be engaged nicely in Krishna conscious activities.
И должны быть вовлечены в служение.
24 hours a day.
24 часа в сутки.
From the moment you arrive, you know, immediately you can get down in the holy dust and offer your obeisances to the holy Dham.
Как только вы прибываете, так сразу вы предлагаете поклоны.
So such visits are very, very beneficial. And then you can get a certain connection that is hard to get. And until you've actually experienced the Holy Dham, it's something you need to experience, really do.
И в Святой Даме есть определенные переживания, которые вы должны пережить, испытать там.
Of course, for the pure devotee, he's always living in the Holy Dham.
Конечно, чистый преданный, он всегда живет в Святой Даме.
He doesn't need to go because he's always in the Holy Dham at every minute.
Он не должен туда отправляться, потому что он уже там каждую минуту.
Prabhupada describes the pure devotees, they go there to purify the Holy Dham, actually.
Прабхупада объясняет, что чистые преданные направляются туда, чтобы очистить это место.
For the ordinary devotees, we have to go there to get purified of our sins.
Для обыкновенных преданных мы отправляемся туда, чтобы очистить себя от своих грехов.
For the great pure devotees go there and purify the holy dhams by their presence in the holy dham.
Но великие чистые преданные отправляются в святую даму, чтобы очистить своим присутствием ее.
So it's most beneficial, and we highly recommend that all devotees should visit the holy dhams.
И это очень благоприятно, самое благоприятное, и поэтому мы рекомендуем преданным направляться туда.
Of course, the dham is there in the name also.
Конечно, дам находится в имени тоже.
Krishna's name is absolute.
Имя Кришны абсолютно.
That means if you want to go to Mayapur Vrindavan, it's all there in the name, Krishna.
Это значит, что если вы хотите отправиться в Майяпур или Вриндаван, то в этом имени Кришна.
It's like I see this in front of me. I see the Jagannath Puri temple.
Например, я вижу перед собой Jagannath Puri.
And I see the Hare Krishna mantra.
Я вижу Hare Krishna mantra.
So this painting is telling me that Lord Jagannath's transcendental abode is there within the Hare Krishna mantra.
И вот эта картина мне говорит, что место нахождения, трансцендентное место нахождения Господа Джаганатхи находится.
The Hare Krishna mantra contains Lord Jagannath's abode within the mantra. It's right there within the mantra.
Что Hare Krishna mantra содержит в себе вот это место нахождения Господа Джаганатхи.
So we need all the help we can get. We're really contaminated. It's a fact. We're very polluted and sinful, contaminated people. It's a fact.
Мы очень осквернены и очень греховные, поэтому мы нуждаемся в любой помощи, которую мы только можем получить.
So we should take advantage of every possible thing we can to purify our consciousness.
И мы должны делать любое действие, которое очищает наше сознание.
And a visit to the Holy Dham should definitely be on everybody's list as one of the things we need to do.
И посещение Святой Дамы обязательно должно быть в этом списке каждого.
Okay, any other questions?
Еще вопросы?
Okay.
Вчера утром на лекции мы говорили, я забыла, понимал, как бы, что это милость Господа.
Что милость Господа?
Ну, что это милость Господа, когда царь, ну, родного не было. Я у меня вопрос такой, как бы, как это научиться видеть и правильно как бы, понимать, где Господь ну, проявляет милость, а где как бы, проявление ну, треугольного материального дороги и кармы.
Как правильно видеть, где проявление милости Господа, а где проявление трех материальных гур? Yesterday you said that it was the blessing for Vidura that Duryodhana kicked him out.
Yeah.
So my question is, how can we see properly which situations are because of the blessings of Krishna and or they are because of three material modes.
Which situations?
In which situations there is a Krishna blessing, and in which situations there are the three modes of material nature.
Learned transcendentalists can see the merciful hand of Krishna behind every single interaction of the modes of nature.
Истинный трансценденталист видит руку Господа в любом действии.
So learn how to see like them.
И учитесь, как увидеть таким образом.
And you'll make very great advancement.
И таким образом вы будете очень продвигаться.
Like Vidura.
Как Vidura.
I'm serious.
Я серьезно говорю.
Okay, you have a question?
Я засыпаю.
Это на работе или дома? Я не слышал.
Дома, когда я даю уроки, частные уроки, то многие те, кто постарше, то есть младшие дети, они нормально работают, все хорошо. А те, которые постарше, они просто спят. И это уже является как бы таким препятствием в работе, потому что старшие, они не могут заниматься, они просто отключаются. Вот. Что делать в данном случае? То есть...
Yeah. I'm giving private classes, language classes at home. And at home, I don't have deities, but I have altar, an altar, and there are pictures, and the transcendental music is going on. But I have noticed that at a certain age, children get asleep. Younger children, it's fine with them, but at a certain age, that atmosphere puts them into sleep. So in it becomes that atmosphere because like a hinder, it hinders my job. I can't teach them because they fell asleep in that atmosphere. What to do?
The children are falling asleep during your class?
Yeah.
How to keep your children awake?
So the children at a certain age, the older they get, the more it is a tendency that because of that atmosphere, that spiritual atmosphere, they fell asleep.
Because of the spiritual atmosphere?
No, because of that atmosphere, they say that that music is going on, that spiritual music is going on, and that...
During your language class, you have spiritual music in the background?
No. But still, the effect of this atmosphere, it affects them so that they just get relaxed and they cannot just work, but that's...
That atmosphere, because of the atmosphere, they get too relaxed and they can't concentrate on keep the concentration.
What is she's teaching them language. What?
Yes.
And there's
at home.
And there's an atmosphere created by...
And that atmosphere, so although at that very class, music is not going on, but because otherwise music is... regularly going on.
Saying there's a peaceful atmosphere in your home that permeates the day even when the music is not playing. And you think they're falling asleep because of the peaceful atmosphere?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking. Why
you're asking if that's the case? I would, if I were a teacher, I would look to put more pizzazz into your teaching to stimulate them more by your teaching style. I would look at your teaching style, not worry about the kirtan music purifying the atmosphere. You need to become put some more pizzazz into your style to attract them. That's what you need. You need more pizzazz. You're too boring of a teacher. You need to put more pizzazz into your presentation. That's what you need.
Pizzazz.
Pizzazz means... what's a good translation for pizzazz? Pizzazz means like more dynamic. Yeah, more dynamic.
Я бы, если я бы на вашем месте, я бы больше обратил внимание на то, чтобы вот в этот стиль преподавания придать ему больше динамичности, и потому что кажется, что уроки слишком скучны для учеников. Добавьте динамичность.
When I'm teaching a class, it's like now. I look around the room. I can see people who are tuned in, who are really getting into hearing it. I can see people whose minds are going off somewhere else. I can see people who are like... Mm. So what I tend to do is I see somebody that's going off, I'll focus on them. I'll zero in on them. So they go, oh, he sees me. I'll zero in on them, you see. Here's somebody who's going off. Okay, I zero in on him. So he knows he's being watched, he's being seen. So... he gets alert because he sees he's being noticed. You know, that's one thing that I find helps. Zero in on those people who are starting to lose it. You can focus on them. And our time is, speaking of that, our time has run out. And we thank you all very much.
Спасибо всем.
Грантарад Шримад Бхагаватам ки джай, Шрила Прабхупада ки джай.
Great Шримад Санкаршан Дасати Гаури Махарадж ки
джай.